This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before you ask a question, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. 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 Does COVID affect you twice? Yes. Does COVID affect you three times? Yep. Do vaccines work? Yep. Does natural immunity work? Yep. Is it true that the vaccines might not be working as well? Yep. The answer is yes, 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 yes. Anything you want to ask me about COVID? Yes. That's going to be the answer. If you think you have COVID now, the answer is going to be yes. It's probably COVID. And the reason why is because every single thing I thought I knew about viruses, this COVID little sucker has completely debunked. And so I have had patients that got COVID in December, January. They got COVID in May, June, and now are having COVID again in August. So when they go, so you could get COVID multiple times? Yes. In fact, another study found out that you could get COVID, not only rebound COVID 2 weeks later, because we talked about that back in January, but you could completely resolve from COVID and then get smacked with it again in 4 weeks. So for those of you that are waking up with that sore throat, getting the nasal congestion, getting a little bit of body aches, headache, cough, it's probably COVID, all right? Now, I wish it wasn't. Maybe there are other coronaviruses. Maybe it's another virus. We are coming into school year. Kids are going back to school. We are supposed to be getting some typical summer colds, fall colds, flu colds. Flu is supposed to be making a comeback. But we are seeing people get COVID multiple times. But that's not the story. The story is why. When you get a cold, when you got a cold back in 1985, right, you were listening to your Beat It, right, and you listened to your Michael Jackson, you knew that once you got over that cold, you would probably be good for the next few months. You'd have some immunity. You weren't supposed to get sick 14 days or 28 days later. When you got a vaccine, that vaccine was supposed to protect you for at least a year, if not more. That's not happening. I have told you guys from the beginning that I am a fan of natural immunity and vaccine immunity. But you guys, I'm stumped. I don't know why the hell vaccinated people who have gotten COVID are still getting COVID. And what really bothers me is most of these viruses follow patterns. The rhinovirus, enteroviruses follow certain patterns on when you get sick, incubation period, them going away. Viruses that return still follow some patterns. Cold sore viruses may come out when you're stressed, when you get sick and it reactivates, if your lysine levels are low. We're finding patterns when cold sores might come or herpes outbreaks, hepatitis flare-ups. But we have never seen a virus like this where every few weeks it just keeps coming back. And when patients call, they go, well, it has to be something else. And I'm like, I agree. I mean, there's got to be something else other than COVID with the millions of other pathogens that are surrounding us at any second. But your symptoms are acting like Omicron, and we're hearing that Omicron can reinfect. We talked about encore presentations, and then they called it rebound COVID early on in January. Now they're saying these could be actually like brand new BA5 variants, BA5 infections, which would mean that your natural immunity is not working at all. Now, this isn't the first virus with a spike protein. So is it that these spike proteins are mutating so damn quickly that whatever immunity you had from 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago isn't enough? Is it that we have an immunity problem? Is it that we screwed ourselves so badly with masks, with not doing the hugging and kissing and the stuff we usually do and the, you know, the cigarette sharing and the beer swapping and all the other stuff we've done? Is it that we messed up our immune system so much that the virus could smack us on the ass on one cheek and smack us on the other in the same month? And our immune system just doesn't fight it? Or is it that our immune system is doing damn good because we're not ending up in the hospital and we're not dying of COVID, but we have a brand new virus that nobody still has enlightened us as to its origins and why we keep getting it? I mean, isn't that this lab or whatever lab it leaked from is still leaking them? You know, are people still walking out with it on their tennis shoes? Is it that there is some Dr. Evil that every few months keeps shooting out another variant? Remember, this is our fifth variant this year. We have BA1, BA2, BA4, BA5, BA2.121, 2.122. Now they're saying there might be a BA4.6 or 4.8. But technically, five variants that we've been dealing with this Omicron in 1 year time, in 8 months time. So for those of you going, I don't get it, I don't get it, I don't get it, I'm with you on that. I'm just as confused. And I'm very, very frustrated because we need to have some level of science or competency in what this virus does at the 3 year mark. And it looks like even what we knew about COVID day one is very different. And we've come a long way. And I am very, very grateful that we aren't having the hospitalizations and deaths. And I do believe we are gaining some natural immunity. But I am very nervous about somebody getting sick 1 month later or 2 months later from a variant of the same virus. Your immunity should be lasting longer. So while we're still waiting for somebody to kind of share with us what the hell happened in the lab and why we have it, just boost your immunity. Eat healthy, fruits, vegetables, sleep, exercise, vitamin D. But, you know, just all you can do is work on your immunity. And vaccinate. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of the comments we've gotten have had to do with the student loan issue, right? I can't read a lot of them on air. Why the blank do we have to pay? This is ridiculous. Colleges are getting richer. You know, one, though, did bring up a very interesting comment, which I would like to bring up, on why is it that we're paying, not that, you know, why is it that we have to pay, but how do Americans actually pay for this? What is the process? Are we even going to notice it, and why people are making a big deal? I see why it's a big deal. I see why it's a big deal because I have for years said we need to do something about rising college costs, and this does nothing to do that. And it sets a precedence for us continuing to, you know, pay off and allow colleges to get more and more money. So that's why I think it's a big deal. But, so for some clarity, how does this cost Americans $500 billion? Well, I'm no economic expert, and I understand that government entities have been, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget estimates that a forgiveness plan could cost taxpayers between $400 and $600 billion over the next decade. And I get that. I mean, in terms of a soundbite and in terms of something journalistically written, that looks really, really huge. But is the average taxpayer going to notice this, per se, on a daily basis? My answer to that is yes. You might not notice it directly, but this is very, very similar to kind of what happened with the PPP money, where we told businesses you have to close. Businesses were like, say what? You're telling us we have to close. Don't worry, we'll give you money. And I asked my husband, I go, how do they have money to give to all these businesses? And we're driving by a strip mall. All those places are closed because of COVID. Closed, and I'm like, so they need thousands of dollars, tens of thousands. They need tens of thousands. They need, universities got millions. Where's this money coming from? And everyone's like, we're going to be fine. And then here we are, where I buy a loaf of bread, and it's $5. And for those of you that really follow that whole money line, you can see how, once money is printed, and there's more money out there, and it starts to spur or printed money, not valuable gold or silver. We're talking about paper that gets printed. It does affect inflation. And so when you say we're going to minimize, because there's two spankings with this one. One is it's going to cost anywhere from $400 to $600 billion. The other is all that revenue is not coming in. So this is the reason why even Democrats are, throwing their arms up with this one is it's a twofold, two-pronged issue. One is saying, okay, well, you guys don't have to pay and we're going to expand grant access and all that, but I know people think it's one of the same thing, but it actually is two separate things. And then the other is, all right, guys, well, still hold off pain and the other issue is not only is the government saying, okay, you don't have to pay this $10,000, but you have now many individuals going, well, should I not pay the next $10,000? If this becomes a very popular, I don't think it's going to be popular, but if Democrats think this is effective, are they going to bring it up before the next election? So maybe I should slow down on my loan repayment. Our thinking has completely made a 180-degree turn in terms of business, in terms of economics. When in COVID you were told to only have less people come in. So we're minimizing volume? But you don't make profits if you don't have volume. We're cutting back on volume. We're cutting back on customer service. We're covering our face. People that come in and steal can now have face coverings legally on them and steal without us knowing we start the whole business model started to reverse. And now what we're doing is rather than commending and rewarding and incentivizing people for paying their bills, those students who said, I'm going to kick the can down the road or I'm going to wait are getting a $10,000 bonus. Whereas those that are like, I'm going to make those payments, I am going to pay off my debt, and I am going to do what I need to do for this country, and, thank you for the student loans, here's the money back. I mean, that's what I did. I wanted to pay the federal government as fast as I can. Now, I knew, I remember my husband said, those people, because they go, what happens to poor people that can't pay? They go, well, after 25 years, it gets forgiven. Most of the student loans get forgiven after 25 years. Like, oh, I'm not going to do that. We'll pay ours off. And we paid ours off. I didn't want to owe the federal government. I didn't want the federal government to, you know, to give me a handout. I was like, we're gonna do this. Now, I was fortunate, you know, because I went to medical school, so I was able to make a salary that could pay back the student loans, and I didn't borrow that much. But, you know, what we're doing is anybody that paid their student loans and were diligent just lost out on 10 grand. Not good. Anybody that chose they were going to do, you know, military and put their lives on the line instead of, you know, so they could get free college. You know, we have a recruitment issue. We spoke about that years ago. I go, as soon as they talked about free college, who's gonna sign up? I mean, not people who want to serve the country, but we're going to have a big recruiting issue in the military. And there are people going, so I could have borrowed and then gotten it written off. And so, you know, I know everybody's like, well, you know, and I don't, by the way, I don't criticize the fact that I paid off my student loans and other students get $10,000 off. I don't mind that. Because, again, I got to go to a state school. So it was my choice. I borrowed as little as possible. I don't mind about the $10,000. I wish that $10,000 was going to our homeless veterans. I wish they were going to our sick kids. You know, but I love students, so I look at it as, okay, fine. You know, I didn't get my $10,000. That's money for you guys. But Democrats are not that happy about this. Some Democrats are speaking out. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona apparently ducked twice when he was asked by CNN's Newsday how much the plan would cost and how we would pay for it. Catherine Cortez Masto, as we talk about in Nevada, you know, said it just doesn't do enough for those families that are underserved. You know, this is going to cost $400 to $600 billion, raise inflation, and we can't say it helped the poor. All we could say is it helped knock off the debt for people making $125,000 or couples making $250,000 a year. I mean, did it buy votes? Did it, you know, if you were telling me that you were trying to make a move to make college less expensive, I will support it. But you didn't. What you did is said, all right, colleges, you can charge $50,000-$60,000 a year, whatever the hell you guys are charging, and we'll go ahead and assume part of the cost. No, that doesn't work. So it's interesting how slowly, Democrats are kind of saying this is a problem. Maine Representative Jared Golden said the decision was out of touch with Americans. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto said it doesn't address the root problems that make college unaffordable. And I agree with both of them. I mean, you know, if we are really in trouble with our border crisis, with our medical system, with our homeless population, with crime, that money could go to so much. And we're short on money. They have to hire 87,000 IRS agents to make sure people were paying their taxes. Don't we want that loan money? It really is out of touch. Mind you, I love students, and I want my students to get some relief, but get some relief from the college. What really should have happened is they should have said, colleges, okay, we're going to ask you to do this. Every student who you charged over, you know, 50 grand or whatever, we are going to ask you to knock off part of their bill. Now, we paid you guys up front, but we are asking you to then knock this off. Or even for future students. Because the next thing now is students are about to go to school and they're like, so what do we do? Do we not pay? Do we borrow? It's really confusing. 1-877-DOC-LE.
My My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week is down. Numbers out from the Labor Department on Thursday show 243,000 claims for the week ending August 20th, a decline of 2,000 from the previous week. The biggest declines in claims were in New Jersey, California, and Indiana. Massachusetts and Connecticut had the biggest increases. The number of type 2 diabetes diagnosis in young people is up 77% compared to before the pandemic. New research from Johns Hopkins Children's Center says it's unclear whether the cause is COVID infection or environmental changes and stressors. Rate of diagnosis doubled in Hispanic youth as well as black youth. However, the rate of diabetes diagnosis in white children went down. The House and Senate are not in session on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're dealing with all this BS now with student loans and COVID and monkeypox and all that, we forget there's still a war going on. And this is a war that had been started by an entity who I don't think has all their marbles. And is in control of some pretty dangerous weapons. And one such weapon that they immediately chose to control were nuclear power plants. And the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear plant has now been disconnected from the power grid because of nearby fires. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been held by Russian forces, has been now completely disconnected from the power grid for the first time in its history. The complex was disconnected, according to CNN, due to fires at nearby ash pits. This is causing the last remaining power line connecting to Ukraine's energy grid to disconnect twice. This is according to Energoatom. The actions, according to its statement, they say the actions of the invaders caused a complete disconnection of the ZNPP, the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, from the power grid, the first in the history of the plant. Later on Thursday, the Russian-installed regional governor said at the moment the power supply to all cities and districts were restored. But when you have a nuclear power plant that needs power, that supplies power, that also needs to be kept cool, you want to make sure there's none of this dinking around with the power going off and on. It's very unsteady and unsettling. The official, Yevhen Balitskyl, blamed Ukrainian military action for the outages. Of course they will. As a result of the strike by the armed formations of Ukraine on power lines in the area of the Zaporizhia NPP, the territory of the security zone of the 750 kilovolt overhead line caught fire. The fire was provoked by a short circuit on power lines. The UN needs to get in there and get everybody the hell away from there and needs to take that over temporarily. That's really what needs to be done. Where's the UN? In a separate statement, Ukraine's State Inspection of Nuclear Regulation cited the nuclear operator Energoatom and said the power line from the plant was disconnected due to hostilities. One of the nuclear power units of the plant had also been disconnected. The complex has 6 reactors. Only 2 are operational at the moment. So I believe there's 18 diesel generators at the plant as backup sources of power. And this nuclear plant is Europe's largest, the 10th biggest in the world. It has been under Russian control since March. And the control that they have leads to some huge concerns on what they're going to do. And we spoke about this. Oh, people go, well, Russia won't do this. Russia wouldn't, you know, hurt themselves in the process. They wouldn't ever let there be nuclear accidents. My issue with this is, number one is, yes, they could. If they feel like they're losing, I don't think Putin has any problems cutting off his nose to spite his face. Number two is, Russia has had especially when they were the Soviet Union, has had a reputation about them where they don't run things right. And if they didn't run Chernobyl correctly, and now they're in control of Zaporizhia, I don't have a lot of faith. So people are very, very concerned. Thursday's disconnection has raised concerns that Moscow is not, this wasn't just an accidental issue, but they are trying to divert electricity produced at Zaporizhia to Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine. This was put forward by Energoatom chief Petro Kotin, who accused Russia of trying to disconnect the plant from the Ukrainian grid and then try to reconnect it to a Russian system. He said the only way to do that would require a full shutdown of the plant and a full cut of all lines which are connected to the Ukrainian system. Because the frequencies right now are different, Russian frequency, Ukrainian frequency, we are synchronized with European system, and they synchronized with Russia. He said, however, once the fourth line was damaged, then we will have blackouts more through the whole plant. It's a dangerous situation because the plant would be reliant on only diesel-powered generators, which are unreliable because they need fuel for work, and there's limited capacity to be in work mode. So obviously U.S. State Department officials are concerned. They feel there is a serious risk of nuclear incident, and they are concerned that there could be dangerous radiation release. And I've said this, you know, before. I go, I never really wanted us to engage in war with Russia, but I think we did have to consider some moves to maybe stop this 6 months prior, because I think those of us that read a history book and saw what happened with Hitler, he made gains, made gains, made gains, you know, history books will say, well, they swept through Europe. It did still take some time. And here we are 6 months into this, and Putin and Russia seems to be getting nastier. I think they attacked Ukraine 25 different areas yesterday on their Independence Day. They're playing around with the power plant. Everyone's getting ready for a very stark winter with, you know, food shortages and energy shortages in that area. This can very be easily be following the playbook. There's allegedly camps that people are being Ukrainian refugees and Ukrainian survivors are being sent to. They're tortured, put into the sex slave trade. This is you know, Nazi Germany all over again, except with Russia. And I think we need to be very aware. We're getting distracted by China and Taiwan, you know, just like we were distracted with Japan. This is something that I don't know how much longer the U.S. is going to kind of let this go on, or the U.N. I mean, the reason why we have the U.N. is because the U.N. vowed never to let something like this happen again. And the U.N. has been involved, but I would have thought they'd be a little bit more firm with the stop the BS. So they say the West's response through 6 months of Russia's war in Ukraine appears to be united and strong. There's the Transatlantic Alliance. They have pulled financial aid and weapons to enormous amounts to support Kyiv, which is very, very nice. Yeah, but I don't know how much longer Ukraine can hold out. They're doing a pretty damn good job, you know, and they're preventing us from going into World War III. But they are many experts are concerned that a grim winter will test the unity as Hungary, Germany, they have to make decisions about energy. And the Transatlantic Alliance has reached agreements to stop using Russian energy. They implemented sanctions, but, you know, we were going into summer at the time. So now that there's rising food prices, people are concerned about a bleak winter. You know, people are worried that some of the countries might bow to pressure and say, we need our pipeline back. Berlin turned off lights illuminating German monuments in order to save electricity. French shops have been told to keep their doors shut while the air conditioning is on or face a fine. By the way, that's common sense. Well, a lot of times in Europe, it's very open cafe style. You know, so you don't necessarily... See, in America, you have that open the door and you have the ring, ring, ring. You got the bells on, so somebody who's in the back can come up forward. But in Europe, things are a lot more open. But the winter fuel crisis is something that European officials and diplomats are thinking about on a daily basis. Russia accounts for 55% of Europe's total gas imports. And European countries import 2.2 million barrels of crude oil a day. Half of Russian oil exports go to them. So the European Union, they might be getting along okay during the summer, but it's going to be very, very tricky coming into the winter. And so people want to know if anyone's going to cave. So it's a little nerve-wracking. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you guys ever had a bad day? Sometimes we have a bad day. I don't think I've ever had a bad day. Except, of course, when my dad died or, you know, when you lose a loved one. But I'm always grateful that I'm alive and didn't get hit by a bus. And I've had a pretty positive attitude. Well, this one person had a bad day. He got diagnosed with COVID-19, monkeypox, and HIV all on the same day. Now, I can see how that happens. Okay, people don't go to the doctor. All of a sudden, they go get a test done. And then they're like, you know what, we're going to test you for everything. And an Italian man has been the first in the world to test positive for COVID, monkeypox, and HIV all on the same day. I would let him say, this is a bad day. The unidentified 36-year-old developed a fever, sore throat, and headaches 9 days after returning from a trip to Spain. He apparently had unprotected sex with other men, according to a case study in the Journal of Infection. He first tested positive for COVID-19 on July 2nd, then within hours started getting a rash and small painful blisters around his body, legs, face, and butt. These blisters do look painful. Then he went to an ER. And on the second day, he tested positive for COVID-19. And because of the spots, he also tested positive for monkeypox. That same day, July 6th, he also learned he had HIV. Even though he was negative when he last tested in September. So he got a lot of news. According to the study, they said, as this is the only one reported case of monkeypox virus, SARS-CoV-2, and HIV co-infection, there is still not enough evidence supporting that this combination may aggravate a patient's condition. Researchers said that the case emphasizes that sexual intercourse could be the predominant way of transmission of monkeypox. I like to call this monkeypox 2.0, because the previous monkeypox, it wasn't necessarily sexually transmitted. Household contacts, kids can get it too. But they say that complete sexually transmitted infection screening is recommended after a diagnosis of monkeypox, and that I agree. So what they're saying is, even though monkeypox is starting to be looked upon as, yeah, you know, if you, you know, when we ask you, you know, were you at a party or rave or did you have sex with anybody recently? If somebody got monkeypox and did have recent sex, you might as well test them for STDs. Now, can you get monkeypox while wearing a condom? We believe you can because of the skin-on-skin contact. But still, I would get STD tested. They say, in fact, our patient tested positive for HIV. Given his preserved CD4 count, we could assume that the infection was a relatively recent one. Now, the patient also had syphilis in the past. So this is the first known case of its kind. They believe there's going to be more, and I agree. I agree that if we are concerned that monkeypox is, this outbreak of monkeypox is more STD-fueled, even though I can't say all cases are STD, because, you know, we're seeing kids get it as well, you should be tested. You know, what people will call into telemedicine going, yeah, you know, if I do have this, can you treat me? No. One, you need to be tested. Two, we want to test you for other things. And then we want to treat you for those other things. So the U.S. case count is up to 16,600. The global count is, I think we are about 46,000. Let me just double check what the global one is. That always takes a while. Oh, 45,500. So the numbers are rising. Again, slower than COVID, thank God. But we're also testing a little slower. There's also not a lot of people that are coming forward. This person looked like he was really, really uncomfortable. But I do believe there's people out there with lesions, because I know when I say, look, I don't know if this is monkeypox, get it checked out. I don't know if many of them are doing that. So, first case of HIV, COVID. Now, that's another question. You know, people ask, they go, wait a second, if COVID is so dominant and COVID doesn't let flu attack a cell, then, you know, can it compete with monkeypox? Is monkeypox coming because COVID is weaker? Monkeypox was identified in the 50s, 1958, in a monkey, in humans in the 70s. Monkeypox has been around. I can't explain why it's now in 91 other locations than, you know, it usually was more African endemic than other countries. So we can't explain why. You know, we thought maybe it's because our immunity is down. Maybe it's because it mutated. So we can't necessarily say, but if somebody is infected with all three, then that means they're not really competing. And it is a different, remember, COVID is more respiratory. Even though monkeypox can affect, you know, and be absorbed and contracted respiratorily wise, this is acting differently. This monkeypox is acting a little differently. Now, one of you had asked me, messaged me if you can pop the pustules. They look like zits. No, do not. And in fact, I've been asked about that with pimples in general. Okay. You know, why do people pop zits and things like that? Okay, and I know some of you are eating, so we'll try to keep, yeah. First, with monkeypox, you don't want to do that because, again, it's going to spread. You're going to be opening up these blisters. You know, the reason why you have these blisters and these pustules is the body is trying to wall off the disease. Because monkeypox is skin on skin, if you do erupt something, there is more of that spread. There's that openness. But the reason why there's been this, one of you had gone to a dermatologist, and the dermatologist, that's what he did. He popped your zits, and you're like, I thought we're not supposed to. What the dermatologist did is something that was a little bit more controlled. Okay, some of these zits can become dermal, and once it hits dermal, they could scar. Some of these can spread, and what the pus does is the pus walls off, basically what pus is your immune system walling off the infection. And the immune cells. And so it walls it off, and then it packages it, keeps it as tight as possible, and then it tries to take it up, you know, from the deeper layers of the skin to escape and get it out of the body. That's why with chicken pox you itch, because you have the virus, it's affecting some of the nerve cells, the body starts to try to wall it off. It starts to move it towards outside. You scratch, open it up. It's your body's way of trying to get it out. The problem is you've got to be careful because when you scratch, you could scar. So the body doesn't care about scarring. You and I do. So with monkeypox also, you know, we don't want to touch the lesions. I know they look like something you could do on Dr. Pimple Popper, but I would not touch it. Now, your doctor might, you know, want to express them in a controlled area, then sterilize it and things like that, to try to minimize local spread, but most of them aren't doing that with monkeypox. They're leaving it alone. So that's kind of, you know, what happens there. With HIV is, I believe, a lot more rampant than we think. We all have a laxity to sex than we did in the 80s. Everybody was really, really scared. Condoms were huge. Now, because there's all these treatments and antivirals and PrEP, we are having a lot of unprotected sex. I can't tell you how many times. I would probably say maybe 70 to 80% of people I ask if they're using condoms or protecting themselves with sex are saying outright no. Because they think they can take antibiotics, they think they can take antivirals if they have to. And I really want to urge everybody, you know, to keep in mind that these are out there, these viruses, there are things you can get. And even though monkeypox you can get from touching and kissing and hugging and breathing and touching somebody next to you, for some reason this is really being rampant in a demographic that is upon history saying that they've had recent sex. So it's acting differently, but we just can't let our guard down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.